from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Internationally, we have such a tie here with our community in the Squirrel Hill area, primarily to Israel. And joining us is Rabbi Israel Altine. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
October 7th, when just over 1,200 people were killed, another 250 taken hostage when Hamas terrorists attacked Israel that day, as you well know, dozens remain in captivity. And just this past week, the bodies of 6 hostages, including Israeli and American, were discovered in a tunnel, and they were apparently executed when they knew forces in Gaza were getting close. That said, you have seen the protest about the bombing and the divisiveness that exists and the hatred, and I'm sure it's very difficult for you to sort through all of this. So a couple of nights ago, a vigil to try to find a way to heal and mitigate the hate. So what is your message to people in this city where we have such a close tie to the Jewish community?
You know, it's heartbreaking when you see the way that these hostages are being treated, the way they're being held and treated, the fact that they were murdered, you know, in cold blood just because they were about to be rescued is just, you know, it's horrifying, and unfortunately also shows us the true colors of those that are holding them. They're just true barbaric terrorists. So obviously we're heartbroken, and the purpose of the vigil was, you know, for the community to come together, both to pray, to support each other, express a source of you know, strength and clarity to each other and to the community. You know, as a religious Jew, we believe strongly that our prayers, and our acts of love with each other have impact. And it wasn't just a way for us healing with ourselves, but a big part of it was the prayers and the spiritual strength that we hope to, you know, send to the hostages that are still in Gaza for them to be released.
And Rabbi, you have seen the protests also around the country. What would you like to say to those people? And, you know, over 40,000 people have been killed in Gaza. So some people suggesting, you know, hate that shouldn't be get hate, you know, an eye for an eye kind of thing. What would you like to say to those people who protest?
I don't think this is an eye for an eye, which, by the way, in Jewish tradition, an eye for an eye doesn't mean literally. An eye for an eye means that the court needs to take a financial compensation for someone. But putting that aside, you know, I really find it hard to wrap my head around people trying to compare a democratic country trying to protect themselves and barbaric terrorists, as I mentioned, we've seen this week. I don't know if you saw also yesterday the pictures of the entrance to this tunnel where these captives were murdered, were in the bedroom of a child with Mickey Mouse and Disney characters on the walls. This is the type of people we're dealing with, using their children's bedrooms as places to keep and to kill people. I mean, this is I'm really not sure how to compare that with a country trying to protect themselves from such people. You know, and regarding the people that are being killed in Gaza, first, you know, saying a number 40,000 people being killed, I mean, it's been proven that a lot of these numbers are coming from Gaza, coming from Hamas. And so therefore, we don't know the true numbers of how many of these people are terrorists and how many of them are unfortunately caught in war. And so I think it's very important for people to understand that definitely a large number of the people that are being killed in Gaza are terrorists. And unfortunately, when terrorists are going to be mixed in amongst civilians, unfortunately, civilians are going to be killed. And that's on the terrorists. If a terrorist is going to hide behind civilians, that's what happens. Let every person who's bothered by that think of what happens if a terrorist hides behind someone, you know, a terrorist coming to attack them, hiding behind a civilian. And what they would do in that situation, would they just turn another, you know, oh boy, they're being blocked by a civilian, so everyone in the house is going to get killed out, or you take out the terrorists. And unfortunately, the terrorist is using human shields, and that's going to be on the terrorist's responsibility.
Rabbi, where do you see us going from here?
You know, I hope that, you know, when I'm not a professional negotiator, so I can't say how this goes. But I really hope that you know, a very strong hand in negotiating by Israel, by the United States, against Hamas comes to a point where they realize they need a buckle and just, you know, let go and you know, release Gaza from their control. And allow a civilized government to take care of the Palestinian people there, and to let the hostages out and bring peace. That's my hope. Does that happen? You know, I don't know, but my prayer is that this can come to an end without the terrorists having an upper hand here.
Let us all pray for peace. And Rabbi, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me,
Rabbi Israel Altine, from Squirrel Hill here in the Pittsburgh area on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.